most used seasonings here. Red pepper, of course, and white pepper is hotter even than the black pepper.
Okay, and what about something that you would put on corn besides butter? Sometimes if you... You had it.
I'm thinking of salt.
Right, that's
fine. To season it, to salt it in, but in cooking corn, if you'll salt your water first,
it
will give a better salt taste.
Got that bit?
To your corn.
Okay. All right, what would you call a certain kind of sweet spread that you might put on you know, on your...
Jam or jelly or
And the thing that you would make a sandwich out of would be two pieces of...
bread.
Okay. Could you tell me some kinds of, different kinds of bread that you know of? Or different things made with cornmeal?
The simplest thing I know with cornmeal is corn pone. And let's come back to that corn pone deal later. And a hoe cake made in a Dutch oven.
Okay.
Outdoors. The Dutch oven is a cast iron frying pan type deal on legs with a cast iron top. Making a fire on the side, you make charcoal. And you put charcoal under your Dutch oven and you put it on top of your Dutch oven after you have put your foods inside. And a cornbread cake is a hoe cake. Does that cover that? Now,
that
coming back to the pone, the Indians used the coney palm, which is a small fern-like thing. The roots were dried and they were pulverized with stone into a grass, wire grass basket. And this was washed three or four times to get the poison out. And the residue remaining in the grass basket was coontie flour. The Seminole Indians made pones of this and deep fried it in bear's grease. And this was their staple bread.
Okay. How about what is baked in a large cake made of cornmeal? Or a certain type of bread that is made with cornmeal?
You threw me with that one.
Well, see, I don't really know exactly what I'm talking about, so...
I'm wondering what... I've known of them to use sheet pans.
Okay.
And make...
Okay.
There is a name. Spoon bread.
Okay. Okay.
But we don't, here in Florida, I never heard of spoon bread. My wife's from Virginia. Yes, spoon bread was known all of her life.
Okay, how about corn-flavored bread? Would be cornbread. I mean, have you heard the term cornbread?
Cornbread muffins.
Right, okay. Okay, let's see. Okay, what is fried in deep fat with a hole in the center? And you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. To make that, you roll out your dough.
Right.
And you have a cutter. And if you're good at it, you use a marble top or a hard top that won't affect the cutter. And you, with your left thumb elevated, you cut each individual, and you flip it at the same time, throwing it in the air, and you catch it on your thumb. And from your thumb, like dealing cards, you throw it in your fry pot, and you have donuts when they finally finish.